Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump said he would not require Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as a precondition to his own meeting with Putin.
No, he doesn't. No, no.
So when do you think that meeting?
They would like to meet with me, and I'll do whatever I can to stop the killing.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, his administration spending more time in court, filing an emergency petition with the Supreme Court, asking for permission to resume some aggressive immigration enforcement tactics in Central California that a federal judge found unlawful. A federal judge in Florida has ordered a 2-week halt on construction at the immigration detention facility in Florida known as Alligator Alcatraz. The Texas Attorney General's announced another investigation into groups that are helping Democratic lawmakers who've left the state to deny Republicans a quorum, and two Pennsylvania state troopers were seriously hurt but are in stable condition after they were shot in an ambush. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. 21 members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force are back home after a 2-week deployment to Texas. That's according to a bulletin from the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Management. They were there for search and rescue efforts following severe flash flooding, deployed as part of a national emergency compact that lets states send resources to each other. The team returned to Wisconsin late last month and included personnel from fire departments in Appleton, Nina Menasha, Green Bay, and Sheboygan. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says a Trump administration move to cut disaster mitigation funding has been temporarily blocked. FEMA ended the Disaster Preparedness Grant Program in April. It goes by BRIC, that's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities. The program helps communities prepare for disaster through projects like building tornado shelters or updating power lines. 19 other states are opposing the cancellation of the program. A Shawano airman killed during World War II will be laid to rest this Saturday. Private Herbert McLaughlin died during the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. His remains were buried in Hawaii, but for decades, they've been unidentified. That changed in 2019 when an agency that identifies missing soldiers exhumed his remains. Through DNA testing and other forensic methods, they were able to confirm his identity and announced it last December. Now, Private McLaughlin's remains have made their way back to Wisconsin. He'll be laid to rest with full military honors this Saturday. I'm Shally Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out to Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills, and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a 3-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, 6-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody's got 4 homers in the last 5 games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys are all have been an all-star or whatever. It's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the upper 60s. Hazy, hot and humid tomorrow. High in the low 90s. Heat index approaching 100. Storm chances return for the upcoming weekend. Not as warm, but humid. Currently 89 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yep.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
I know you know Gordon Lightfoot's song about the Edmund Fitzgerald, but do you know the real story? Tom Nelson's going to tell us.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
That is what makes democracy great. The power in a democracy is derived from the people. It resides in the people. These individuals that we have elected don't hold those seats in perpetuity.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Why are we cutting Medicaid, which is overwhelmingly popular with both Democrats and Republicans?
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
You know what we need in the United States is more paperwork.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
It's John and Gordy in the morning filling in for Maggie today.
Mm-hmm.
We are the morning guys at WMDX in Madison. You can check it out at the WMDX dot or whatever to call it. What is it? What? The hot button?
Sure. Let's call it the hot button.
Hot button. Okay.
You can go to the Civic Media app and then the you go button. To WMDX. Yeah,
then you got
to
hit the hot button
the hot
and check it out.
Sure. Yeah. The phone lines are back open again. 855-752-4842.
I'm a little distracted. They're talking about Trump meeting with Putin.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to have a summit now.
They're saying that they'll meet soon.
In the coming days.
Well,
that's what Trump
says. Is it 2 days or 2 weeks? Typical 2 days, 2 weeks.
They haven't really said.
Yeah.
And originally they were talking about Zelensky, you know, being part of this because it's all about the war.
But he can't be a part of it because, you know.
Why?
Putin has something on Trump.
Well, we don't know, but they haven't nailed it down, you know, where or when.
Right.
But they just say in the coming days. But, you know, that's the way Trump plays it. In the coming days, couple of weeks. We'll see what's going to happen in a few days.
It floats.
Yeah. And, of course, they're still talking about these, you know, the Democrats that left Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They're hiding out in Illinois. Or they're,
that's right.
You know, hiding in plain sight somewhere in Illinois.
Well, they had to leave the hotel for a bomb scare.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's the way Trump is. You know, you just don't know one day to the next what he's going to come up with.
It's true.
You know, and why I think this, because he does have that cheating heart, that they had some open meetings with some taxpayers and some Texas residents talking about this deal with the trying to get five more votes for the Republicans,
that's right.
redistricting and all that. And this taxpayer had a lot to say about Trump's cheating heart. So we put this together a couple of days ago. Yeah. Let's play that, Jacob.
Sure. I want to start out by saying this. He was caught cheating on video on the golf course. He cheated on his taxes. He cheated on his business loans. He cheated on his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Check.
And he tried to cheat in the 2020 election.
Yep.
Got it.
He cheated on the business contractors that he stiffed through 40 years of business.
Not good.
Not good.
Yeah.
Now he's trying to cheat and win this 2026 midterm election because he knows he can't win.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
To me, really. House Republicans, in this case, are like a bunch of buzzards on the fence. Waiting to swoop down on the dying carcass of democracy.
Wow. Buzzards.
In other words, I mean it in a philosophical way, not a sexual way.
Of course.
but he's asking every one of the Republican representatives in this room to be one of his prostitutes. He was caught cheating on video on the golf course.
Yeah, that pretty much wraps it up. That's Donald Trump.
Yeah, biggest offense is, you know, dropping the ball and cheating that way. That was with everybody watching.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
He's done
that
for years. Yeah. Well, when you own all the golf courses, you could get away with that, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I want to get to RFK Jr. His plan is to kill everybody in the country, but very slowly. All right.
And that's his plan?
But it's pretty much his plan. And maybe that's the point, you know, to eliminate most of the vulnerable and aged people out there. Mm-hmm. You know, they tried to do that the first time around. Do you remember that? They wanted to leave COVID up to herd immunity.
Yeah, the pandemic.
And then they asked seniors to sacrifice themselves for the cause. Hey, you may die and you're more susceptible to dying from COVID, but do it for the kids.
Right.
Wow.
Sure, just sacrifice yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, why don't we play this this cut here, and it explains everything.
Okay.
And COVID and RSV vaccines, quote, ineffective. Take a listen.
mRNA vaccines don't perform well against viruses that infect the upper respiratory tract. mRNA only codes for a small part of the viral proteins, usually a single antigen. One mutation and the vaccine becomes ineffective.
Scientists and vaccine experts are now coming out against this decision. They say mRNA vaccines are a safe and effective way to fight against rapidly changing infections, and that cutting this research could put people at more risk during public health emergencies.
What the secretary is essentially saying here is that mRNA technology doesn't offer sufficient protection against things like COVID and flu, and that these vaccines could be rendered ineffective by a single mutation. We just don't see that, right? We know that these vaccines have been extremely effective against hospitalizations and deaths, preventing those, even if they don't prevent infections. And we know that these viruses have not mutated to the point where these vaccines are not working. They are indeed working.
So what types of diseases would these vaccines typically be associated with, where the funding is being pulled? Do we have a sense of that?
Yeah, so these terminated contracts are really focused on mRNA technology for COVID and flu shots. Obviously, those are the viruses with some of the biggest pandemic potential. Also, the viruses that are responsible for the respiratory infections that we see every year. So this new research could have gone towards developing newer, better versions of these shots, maybe ones that don't involve needles or combine COVID and flu vaccines. That's really important when we think especially about the next pandemic. How can we use this research? One expert told me it's like cutting the entire fire department because there's no active fire. We know there will be, and you want to be prepared when it happens.
So it's really a devastating cut, that's for sure. The intellectualist posted this response online, said, "What is unfolding is not just a policy change, it is a direct assault on life-saving medical progress. By suppressing mRNA research and halting the development of critical vaccine programs, we are denying people access to some of the most advanced disease prevention technologies ever developed. mRNA vaccines are no longer just about COVID. In fact, they say they're developing to prevent cancers, melanoma, lung cancer, protect newborns from congenital infections, defend against global threats like avian influenza, RSV, HIV, malaria, Lyme disease. Several of these vaccines, by the way, are already in phase 3 trials, and some were just years away from approval. That future is now being deliberately dismantled."
That's unbelievable. Those trials that are in phase 3, I mean, you can't just stop those.
You can't stop them. They've gone this far and they're working.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's unbelievable.
Well, I have another cut. Maybe we'll have time for that, but I do want to go to the phone lines right now. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, welcome.
Good afternoon, Joe.
sounding wonderful, isn't it? I think medical tourism is a good bet for what's coming ahead. I think that's going to be going.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's our next. Yeah,
man. Everybody's going to be skedaddling to the countries that do take up mRNA and do a good job at handling the stuff that we've inaugurated. This is a little bit of a tangent, but I'll throw it in here. I know that the smoke in the air is driving people crazy, but it's all part of the same piece, which is science. Say what? I really enjoyed the fact that Tom Tiffany was big on sending letters saying, gee, Canada, you really ought to get your forest management techniques in place. Do note that we have just gotten rid of the endangerment finding in EPA that said greenhouse gases are a danger to humans. And they wanted to get rid of it because of, not unlike what Robert Kennedy is doing. Robert Kennedy cites, I don't know what, in order to back himself up. But this one was, well, it's outdated research. And actually, those greenhouse gases aren't too bad. So I'm just kind of looking at the smoke from Canada and thinking, it's just getting us ready for the next round. Because it's like we're going to be going back to where we were. Is it a little smoky outside? God. Don't worry, honey. Don't worry. We're back to before 2009. That's when things are good. So, we just have to take a philosophical approach and have another beer, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think the beer will help.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Joe, thank you for that. Yeah. I know.
I did hear that, we should start worrying about it. Physicians are worried about the smoke that we're inhaling constantly because it's been such a constant stream of smoke coming down from Canada.
Right.
That we're just getting used to it. But we shouldn't be getting used to inhaling all of those particulates that cause cancer and other problems.
Yeah, the wildfires in Canada, I mean, it was all, for the past week, it's really been a problem. Finally, today, looks like things have cleared up nicely, but boy, it's not good for your health.
Okay, I want to get to this next cut. Let's play this. This is Cut 72, and this is more information about what Robert Kennedy had said, essentially breaking it down a little bit. All right, and we won't play the whole thing, but we'll just play part. Let's listen.
To understand the implications, we called up epidemiologist Michael Osterholm. He is director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy.
We've actually been studying mRNA vaccines for more than 15 years.
Hmm.
And so there was a lot of information available when the pandemic began. And that's one of the reasons why mRNA technology was chosen, was because not only how well does it work and how quickly you can make the vaccine, but we actually had a fair amount of information already accumulated showing its safety and showing how it was very effective.
Troubled mRNA programs. Do you believe those programs were troubled?
The only trouble that those programs ran into was the fact that ideologically this administration wants to reject the mRNA technology because it just reminds him of what happened with the pandemic. That this discovery of the effectiveness of the mRNA vaccine for COVID actually came out of the Trump 1 administration and was heralded as a major advance for which the president and the administration took a great deal of credit. So it's somewhat ironic, if not painful, to hear 4 to 5 years later that now they're totally rejecting it. So that's the only problem we have right now with the vaccine.
Are those vaccines unsafe?
And this is, again, where we get into it. One of the gifts that some people would suggest RFK has is his ability to use words. For those of us on the science side, that's really a challenge because he doesn't really understand in many instances what he is saying. Hmm. When you talk about safety for the vaccines right now, this profile for mRNA vaccines is as safe as any we have. In fact, what we have clear evidence of is that as the COVID virus has changed and changing slowly, what we see is that we just have some reduced protection from the vaccine, but we still have outstanding protection against serious illness, hospitalizations, and deaths. And that is by far the most important set of outcomes that we worry about.
That's right.
So,
that's
the big deal. His statement is absolutely incorrect.
Okay.
And I think that's the challenge.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That kind of gives you an idea how incorrect he is. Just out there. He has this masterful way with words.
Well, yeah.
And that's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back here in just a moment, but the phone lines are back open if you want to chime in on anything. 855-752-4842.
What I've got coming up next is a warning from Rachel Maddow. She did a little rant the other day, and it was just fantastic. It was really good, and we're going to play a part of it for everybody to hear and think about, because the end of this country is here.
It's here. That's what she says.
Now, I said, yes. I said this about 4 months ago, didn't
right.
I? I said we're already under dictatorship. No one else ever said it again. Not the way I just said it, but it is a dictatorship, and Rachel has finally come to that conclusion.
Yes, and we'll have that coming up next. It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allbull Show.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old, and now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is John and Gordy in the morning, in the afternoon, filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear from you.
You can call us 855-752-4842 or get a message to us on the Civic Media app. What do we got here, John?
Oh, we're talking. Let's move on from there. I could say so much more about Joel Clayfish, but I'm not.
Oh, we were talking about him during our little break. Here.
What's the name of that program that you're a part of there, Jacob?
John and Gordy. It's the Raised in Wisco on Saturdays.
Oh
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Raised in Wisco.
Okay.
And he talks deer hunting.
Talks
essentially, right?
All forms of hunting and eating. If you can kill it and then consume it, that's what we talk about on Saturdays.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't want to be near him.
What do you got against hunting and fishing?
Well, you know, the thing with Joel was he was pushing a bill. I don't know if it ever passed, but he was pushing a bill to be able to bow hunt around schools. And that was not received well by a lot of people.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get to Rachel Maddow's official warning now. And she has been convinced now that we are under a dictatorship.
This was really something, yes.
Something I came to a conclusion right away 4 months ago. But now people are starting to pick up on it. What she tells you here is kind of a consolidation of all the stories that we've covered in Idiocracy in our morning show. Mm-hmm. And, of course, what Civic Media has also covered. So if we can't just listen to a scoped down version of her 9-minute rant, this is about 3 minutes. I hope you can enjoy. Let's hear it.
Life has not stopped and none of our personal lives have stopped. But also at the same time, life in the United States is profoundly changing, is profoundly different than it was even 6 months ago. Because we do now live in a country that has an authoritarian leader in charge. We have a consolidating dictatorship in our country. And it sounds melodramatic to say it. I know. I mean, it's secret police, right? A massive, anonymous, unbadged, literally masked, totally unaccountable internal police force that apparently has infinite funding, but no identifiable leadership. And they act in ways designed to instill maximum fear and use maximum force. I mean, when you imagine an authoritarian country, right, what you imagine is masked secret police breaking people's car windows and snatching people off the streets and out of church parking lots and courtroom hallways and taking them away with no charges, no notice, no paperwork, no explanation, not letting them see lawyers, and then moving them secretly to what are effectively black site prisons where they won't tell you who's there and where no one's allowed in to see what's going on. Right. Frame everything as immigration enforcement. Because for immigration enforcement, not only is all force justified, but maximum force is preferred. And they're trying to make it into a national entertainment to threaten to feed immigrants to alligators in South Florida. They're making them eat off dishes on the floor like they're dogs. The Chrome Detention Center in Florida. The Republican Party wants to sell T-shirts about that. And if you think it's only about immigrants, take the president's own word for it when he says the homegrowns are next. And then he starts musing publicly about which Americans he intends to strip of their citizenship. Protests must be criminalized. Media must be intimidated into saying and doing what the leader wants, or they must be shut down, or both. Universities must be intimidated into saying and doing what the leader wants, or they must be shut down, or both. Law firms must be intimidated into not opposing him and saying and doing what he wants, or they must be shut down. And for institutions like that, it's not just the boldest or most strident critics of the president who must be shut down. It's the most mainstream, right? It's the most prestigious, the most credible, because that's what's so dangerous about them. There can't be any source of authority. There can't be any source of authoritative statements of fact that compete with what the leader insists must be the new truth. And so government departments will be stripped of their experts, and he will fire his way through them until they tell him things that he wants to be told.
My question is fiscal. With $450 million FEMA dollars being reallocated to open alligator Alcatraz and $600 million taxpayer FEMA dollars being used to now open more concentration camps and ICE burning through $8.4 million a day to illegally detain people, how much does it cost for fascism? How much do the taxpayers have to pay for a fascist country?
That's fantastic. Wow.
We have total clarity on what Trump's intentions are for the country. But I mean it when I say we. The country gets it and is more against it than they've ever been. And opposing this administration and what Trump is trying to do is turning out to be the story of the century.
That's it, man.
Pretty disturbing. Yeah, absolutely disturbing. You know, we've got my mega friend in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. We've got CJ who calls up every so often.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if they're watching any of these apprehensions. Because if they watch these apprehensions, they know that the people that are be apprehended are saying things. They're trying to convince the people taking them, ICE agents, mm-hmm. from taking them, saying, I'm a citizen, I'm this, I'm that. This could happen to you, CJ. This could happen to my mega friend in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I mean, and you could complain all you want. You could say as much as you want. You could give them material. You can give them your ID, your birth certificate. They're not going to care. And they're going to take you off to some black site someplace, and they'll never hear from you again. And you think you're safe. You're not safe. Even though you're a mega, you're not safe. It could happen to you. You could be caught up in what's going on around you. And it could happen. And they're just not thinking. Happening, yes. They're just not thinking.
Yeah.
And again, they're going to go for the homegrowns next.
It's...
And how are you going to convince them that you're not a homegrown?
Mm-hmm. It's ongoing. Yeah. Rachel summed it up pretty nicely there, and she's on it.
But it can happen to anybody, and that's what you have to really think about when you're under a dictatorship, an authoritarian government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have.
29 past the hour. When we come back, we'll take more of your phone calls. 855-752-4842.
Send out an SOS, man.
Yes, there's a message in a bottle somewhere. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. As Canadian wildfires burn, a Wisconsin lawmaker is joining the call for Canada to adopt better wildfire practices. State Representative Calvin Callahan, a Republican from Tomahawk, has signed on to a complaint submitted to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and the International Joint Commission. That commission mediates boundary water disputes between the U.S. and Canada. Canada's Natural Resources Department says wildfires are a global problem, worsened by climate change. Northwoods Congressman Tom Tiffany has called on the Trump administration to include wildfire management in tariff talks with Canada. Senator Tammy Baldwin pushed back on that idea yesterday. She pointed to other available channels, like the State Department. Three buildings on the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh campus will soon be coming down. The State Building Commission approved their demolition on Wednesday. Donner, Webster, and Radford Halls are considered, quote, beyond their useful lives. Two of the buildings are dorms. The third houses English department offices, a computer lab, and a health center. So the first phase of the project means renovating another space into a new clinic, so it can move out of one of the buildings that will be demolished. And once that's done, the demolition will begin. In place of the buildings, the campus plans to create a new green space and eventually make room for a future building. The entire project is expected to cost approximately $5.3 million. All three buildings were built in the 50s and 60s. They're named for prominent members of the Oshkosh community. I'm Shali Pittman for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are no huge superhero or action films being released this weekend, so we can all take a deep breath. Having said that, there are a couple highly rated films geared toward family fun and horror. First up is Weapons, a film about classmates who disappear at the same time except one. The film is pulling a highly coveted 100% on Rotten Tomatoes with over 50 reviews in and stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner. And if you're thinking this Friday could get a little freaky, you'd be correct. Family comedy Freakier Friday hits theaters, bringing with it close to an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Freakier Friday stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, who reprise their roles as Tess and Anna from the original film, which was 22 years ago. That's a long time, so that script better be great. If neither of those titles grab you, there are still several blockbusters in the theater, including The Naked Gun, The Bad Guys 2, F1, and Superman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the upper 60s. Hazy, hot and humid tomorrow. High in the low 90s. Heat index approaching 100. Storm chances return for the upcoming weekend. Not as warm, but humid. Currently 89 degrees.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was. So here now, our own Carol, head of traffic, she's brought in Malort. Down the hatch. Cheers to Malort. Now, it went down fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest. That's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, concerned about clean water? Worried about the air your kids breathe? Is the EPA doing enough to regulate pollution? We'll talk about it. Join us.
Matinair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11.
It's the end of the world.
It's the end. And we feel fine.
Hell yeah.
We're John and Gordy in the morning filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. And we're hoping you're enjoying yourself. And mm-hmm. You can always give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and have your ideas as well.
Yeah, chime in. 855-752-4842. Okay.
All right. Well, you know, the American Eagle ad has created quite a stir. You know,
what are you talking about?
It's a female talking about her good genes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Blonde, something about blue-eyed, this. Good genes.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Everybody's calling it a little bit white nationalist, but The Daily Show did a little takeoff on it, and let's listen to Desi Leidick talk about that genes ad.
This whole thing started because people were calling this ad a racist dog whistle. And whether that was intended or not, the reaction was definitely more of a dog megaphone.
We're sick and f***ing tired of the nonsense where you are not allowed to ever celebrate someone who is white and blonde and blue-eyed.
We are over this woke agenda. We're over the Lizzos. We're over the Dylan Mulvaneys. If this was a 300-pound non-binary person, they would be applauding her.
I was so sick of seeing these just fat, unappealing losers who've destroyed their own bodies.
She's not a plus-size swim model on the cover of Sports Illustrated. She's not a male prom queen.
This ad is the final declaration that we're done doing that shit.
Guys. Guys, calm down. This is such bullshit. Blonde women have had constant representation, okay? In entertainment, in fashion, in letter turning. It's not that they want to see more white women. It's that they want to see none of anyone else. For a story about boobs, it sure has a hell of a lot of assholes.
That's right. A lot of them. All right.
That's Desi Leidick.
Good comment.
Daily Show.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
She really is.
She
reminds me a lot of Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
Same kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the other big story that, you know, I don't know why these are big stories. They are. They turn out to be that. The Doge guy, Big Balls.
Yeah, that's his nickname. Yeah.
He was beaten and left bloodied during an attempted carjacking by about 10 juveniles in Washington, D.C. He intervened to help a woman and took the brunt of the assault himself. But, you know, as the megaphone continues to do what it does, it blew this completely out of proportion. All right. So what they want to do now is take this as an example of, you know, law and order out of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing's going on. D.C. can't control their own people. So
Trump wants to
take
it all over.
Yeah, he wants to federalize D.C., all right? So, well, let's listen to Trump talk about it here in Cut 68. Let's listen.
I have to say that somebody from Doge was very badly hurt last night. You saw that. A young man who was beat up by a bunch of thugs in D.C. And either they're going to straighten their act out in the terms of government and in terms of protection, or we're going to have to federalize and run it the way it's supposed to be run. But it's not a question of Doge. We have great people, secretaries and all, working with Doge and cutting with a scalpel as opposed with an axe.
No. No, that's not really true. They cut with an axe. But, Doge, you know, karma.
and the fact that he wants to take over the
federalize D.C.
Federalize the whole
Bring in the National Guard. That's his solution to just about everything.
Yeah.
Now, why he isn't doing it right away, my theory is that U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, is in charge.
Oh, God.
She was supposed to prosecute these people.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's hands off until she can't do what she should be doing in D.C. And let's listen to Jeanine Pirro's point of view on this.
There's no question that Washington, D.C. has an incredible amount, a credible number of homicides. You know, and you can say that violence and crime is down, but the truth is violence is more lethal than it's ever been. And when we say it's down, down from what?
Right, real high.
Okay, we've probably
from the other number.
President Trump, in his effort to make D.C. safe and beautiful, said to me, I want you to enforce the law, to make sure that there's accountability. This young kid who worked at the White House was beaten to a pulp. He's got a broken nose. He's got a severe concussion. He's battered all over his head, okay, by a gang of punks. None of them come to my office, Laura, because they're not considered criminals. They go to family court where the effort is rehabilitation. Number one, we've got to lower the age of responsibility to 14. He's an intern from college. He gets shot going out for McDonald's at 10:30 at night. Then what we've got
problem.
Are kids who are out there who are making fun of all of this, doing carjackings, and I can't touch them because they want to protect them.
Yeah, we don't want to, you know, rehabilitate anybody. We want to send them to jail at the age of 14. Wow. There's a solution right there. You know, this is something that was posted by Trump. Americans, and importantly, for the world to see, if D.C. doesn't get its act together and quickly, we will have no choice but to take federal control of the city and run this city how it should be run and put criminals on notice that they're not going to get away with it anymore. Perhaps it should have been done a long time ago. Then this incredible young man and so many others would not have had to go through the horrors of violent crime. How about all the federal employees you just ditched? All the lives you destroyed, the health care you took away from them, the pensions, their job, their mortgages. How any remorse for that? But, you know, it's this guy. It's this Doge member that they're really jumping on. Yeah, big balls, right?
Okay.
All right. Well, why don't we go to the phones here? We have Cam from Appleton on the line.
Cam, go ahead. Good afternoon.
Blonde, blue eyes. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blonde, blue eyes, and silicone is what the tagline should be reading. For big balls, I have no sympathy. Those people are infuriating because I wish people understood just how bad it is that they went into the departments that they went into illegally. When they brought in uncertified hard drives, unsecure hard drives, copied data, and left with it, and we still don't know where it is. I'm livid over that because we can't undo that.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Why I say, you know, this is karma. You know, he helped a woman out, and that's fantastic. And you know, he suffered for it, and I feel bad about that. But at the same time, you know, I mean, what they did to all these Americans across the country, 50,000 federal employees at least, it's, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
And Cam, you know, I think the line that Desi Leidick, celebrate someone white, right? When was the last time anybody celebrated someone who was white? Yeah. Wow. I mean, what a comment that is.
Wasn't that from Megan Fox?
Yeah, I think Megan Fox. Yes. She said that.
Absolutely.
All right.
Cam, thank you. Thanks for that call. Lines are back open, 855-752-4842. Got a few minutes here.
All right. I've got something else here.
All right.
I definitely am chomping at the bit to play this.
Okay. Well, what is it,
this,
John?
This is high technology, and I'm into the technology here, and I think this is kind of a good idea. Maybe it's called Showrunner. Now, showrunners are people who, you know, come up with the ideas and, you know, run these TV shows and make sure everything is run well,
right?
And this is Showrunner now, and it's the Netflix of AI. And this is This is an amazing concept, and I want to play this. This is cut nine, if you could go to cut nine. This is a description of what Showrunner is all about. It's really a fantastic new idea, but I'm not quite sure. I'm, you know, on the fence on this one. Let's listen to it and see what you think.
All right, here we go.
Showrunner is...
before.
It's going to transform Hollywood.
I'm way more interested in AI creating something that would have otherwise been impossible without it. Let's make something new that has never been done before.
It's going to transform Hollywood, but in a much bigger way. It's not going to just be a way to make movies cheaper. Movies and TV shows are going to become playable. Showrunner is magic.
Creators can give their shows to all of their fans. Once a show is up on Showrunner, fans can come in, they can add themselves into shows, they can create more episodes.
Showrunner is grounded in a simulation of the world. You're actually getting to tell your stories about what's going on in the world that week, that day, that hour.
Let's say you don't like how a season ended, you can just go in and change it. We want to be able to find that person who might have not gotten a chance and give them an actual platform to make something. If you make a show and it goes on Showrunner, every single time a user generates more content from your show, the creators of that world are getting paid for those generations.
Imagine a Netflix of AI where people are telling their own stories.
So one of the things we've been telling creators is don't just think of a story you want to tell. Think of a world that you want to build.
Everyone can just have at it, and they can start to tell their own version, their own story, one up each other.
All of our beta users have created this community within themselves, but together they're making full seasons of these TV shows, and they're making each other laugh, and they're even getting to know each other. We have all these chat channels where everybody's actually talking to each other, and
yes.
That's just been really, really cool to watch.
Making a character truly live is the greatest artistic quest. And that's going to transform movies, that's going to transform TV, that's going to transform gaming. And we're just at this very little sliver of it with Showrunner, but we're at the beginning.
Okay, let me get this straight.
We're actually, you know, spitballing this.
Are we working
table
this?
Now. Yeah,
are we going to throw
the John and Gordy Morning Show? Yeah, Showrunner.
Showrunner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people can insert themselves at, and into be a our third show? Member of the show.
I have one question. Who's playing the annoying piano?
Yeah,
in the background?
I know. I wanted them to go away.
They're so creative. Couldn't they have created a better theme in the background?
You would have thought.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, that's an interesting idea. I'd like to see an example of what they're
right.
trying to do.
You can create your own episode. You can take the whole okay. episode, throw it out, create your own. With you as the character in that episode.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We should check into that. So what's Netflix got to do? Is this?
No, they just call it the Netflix of AI. Yeah.
Okay.
So the actual channel
okay.
is Showrunner.
Okay.
You should check it out and see if this is enjoyable enough.
Did you check it and see if there are any episodes
up there yet?
No,
I haven't actually checked it out, but I should. Just didn't have time to, but I thought it was a fascinating concept.
It is. I think it's great.
And
actually.
There are a lot of people, you know,
could be a lot of fun.
Overnight, and they have their chats and they have
yes.
their discussions, you know, with people all across the world and
mm-hmm.
across the United States.
Those
maybe their friends would like to get in
yeah.
on Showrunner
and yeah.
create their own episodes, or yeah. at least, you know, kind of goof up the endings, you know.
Really?
Create a disastrous ending, yes.
Could be fun.
Well, I think it could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
that idea. We should workshop that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take some video of the show, and I mean we've got it right here on YouTube and Facebook and everything.
Yeah, we can insert somebody in here. We wanted to do that a long time ago with an AI figure that was out at the Consumer Electronics Show
right.
in Vegas a while back, and we wanted to get their. They had an Android with a projection face on it that
kind of like Max Headroom
yeah.
kind of deal. Yeah.
And we wanted that as partner, but
yeah, we couldn't do that.
They didn't want the publicity, I guess.
Yeah, so, all right, we're coming right back. It's John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
Building and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
Hi, I'm David Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. At Bank First, we understand that every home buyer has unique needs. That's why we offer a wide range of mortgage solutions to fit your lifestyle and goals. Building your dream home, our construction to permanent loans offer one-time closing and interest-only payments during construction. First-time buyer, veteran, or active duty military. Purchasing in a rural area, we have a solution. Need assistance with upfront costs? Our Down Payment Plus program offers up to $10,000 in forgivable grants for eligible buyers. At Bank First, we're committed to guiding you through every step of your home ownership journey. Let's find the right mortgage solution for you. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partnership in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're like me and Netflix got you sucked into those glass-blowing reality TV shows, then you're going to love this new Wisco 411. It's brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. Did you know that the nation's only outdoor all-glass art event is in Neenah, Wisconsin? That's right, this Saturday from 10 till 5 at the Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass, you can witness the beauty of the annual Glass Arts Festival. It's free entry, you can watch glass-blowing demonstrations, enjoy live music, entertainment for the kids, and talk to over 40 different artists from all around the country. Head to WISS.FM and click events.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, John and Gordy in the mornings filling in for Maggie Dawn today.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate all the calls and all the ideas and the discussion here on the show.
Yeah, we found out about waffle irons in Green Bay that you asked Mike Clemens.
I didn't get to ask him that, damn it.
You wanted to ask
him that. I wanted to ask him that, but, you know,
Maybe next time
we're going to have to do it, because people, you know, develop these little quirks on the road and they
going through hotels.
Well, I can't wait to find out this or find out that, you know.
All right.
But the thing I was always on the lookout for was the pancake maker, because I'm thinking, you know, you have to put out a lot of money to get that pancake maker. It has to, you know, it has to flip the pancakes.
Well, that, and you've got all kinds of people trying it for the first time. You know, they've never done it before.
Exactly.
And you're waiting to make the pancakes.
Well, actually,
and you're waiting in line.
All you have to do is just push the button.
That's not that difficult.
That's it. Okay. But it's fascinating to watch.
Yeah. Okay.
But maybe it isn't even that either. All right. I've got something here. This is an experiment in music, moody music under what somebody is saying.
Oh, okay.
You know, is it more impressive if you put music under it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Usually it is.
It is.
Right.
And I saw a recent interview with Jeff Daniels talking about the second term of Trump.
Okay.
And we're going to have a little experiment. But first, I want to introduce everybody to Jeff Daniels, where I saw him go on a rant.
Oh, sure.
In the TV show Newsroom.
It's classic, yeah.
Which is just fantastic. You really have to catch that if you can. But this is one of the great rants ever, and it's well written, and it answers a lot of questions that the megas seem to be convinced of. So why don't we play this from Jeff Daniels from the series Newsroom.
Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer. And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
There is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only three categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the f*** you're talking about. Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars. Acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. Enough?
There you go.
Okay.
And you notice Jeff the Daniels. Dramatic music underneath really,
right,
really the added the impact, yep. Right? Okay, mm-hmm. So now Jeff Daniels on a recent talk show talked about Trump's second term. Let's listen to the no music version of what he said. Let's listen.
We've lost decency, we've lost civility, we've lost respect for the rule of law, lost it. We have normalized verbal abuse on the internet, we've normalized bullying, much as the woke generation tried to, you know, change that, it's back. And along out the window goes character, integrity. I mean, nobody has great things to say about politicians. They never have. Go back to Mark Twain. But ideally, we're supposed to elect the best of us, not the worst of us. He's everything that's wrong with not just America, but with being a human being.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Now let's put a little music underneath.
Okay.
He's everything that's wrong with not just America, but with being a human being. We've lost decency. We've lost civility. We've lost respect for the rule of law. We have normalized verbal abuse on the internet. We've normalized bullying, much as the woke generation tried to, you know, change that. It's back. And along out the window goes character, integrity. We're supposed to elect the best of us, not the worst of us.
There it is.
Yeah. Big difference. Where's the Kleenex?
Pass me your Kleenex.
Here. Right over here. There you go. There you go, big guy.
Boy, you know.
I know, really.
A little dramatic music at all.
What a softie.
Boy, I've got. Okay. I know.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, get rid of the Trump flags. Bring out the American flags.
Hey, guess what? We are out of time.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, Pete Schwab is knocking at the door here. Yeah. He's got Nightlight coming up next.
He's got such a great show.
Well, he's got a popcorn pick tonight. So.
Oh, he does?
Yes. Got to tune in. All right. He's going to be on our show next week,
I think. We're going to talk about his big film.
Yeah.
Well, it's been out a while, but it's The Godfather of Green Bay.
Great flick.
You definitely check out that movie by Pete Schwab. A
lot of fun. That's going to do it for John and Gordy. Hey, check us out on the Civic Media app. We're at WMDX every morning from 6 till 8. Thanks to Maggie for letting us fill in. And Pete Schwab is next. Have a good evening.
See you later.
So long.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump recognized nearly 100 Purple Heart recipients at the White House today.
The Purple Heart dates back to August 7th, 1782. That's a long time, when General George Washington awarded a heart-shaped purple cloth to three soldiers for outstanding gallantry and service in battle.
He also made news before the ceremony when he said he would not require Vladimir Putin to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as a condition for his own meeting with Putin. The president today signed an executive order that could open the door to allowing Americans to use higher-risk private equity and cryptocurrency investments as part of their 401k accounts. A judge ordered a two-week halt to construction at the Florida Immigration Detention Center known as Alligator Alcatraz, as environmental groups say the construction's violated environmental law. And two Pennsylvania state troopers injured in an ambush shooting late this morning. The shooter is dead. This is ABC News.